ABC Radio Australia.
It's just a few days out from one of Fiji's most important diplomatic visits, but questions remain about the health of its Prime Minister. Frank Bainimarama hasn't been sighted in weeks. He's said to be recovering from heart surgery in Australia. But there are concerns the PM won't be able to meet with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He is planning a visit to Fiji this weekend. We're joined by reporter Marion Farr, who's been delving into this story. So, Marion, what is the latest on the PM's health?
Well, the last time we heard from Frank Bainimarama himself was on the 4th of January, when he posted a photo on Twitter debunking claims that he was in New Zealand. But then he wasn't seen for a few days, and a little later that month, the Attorney General Ayaz Sayed Kayum came out announcing that the PM was in Australia for heart surgery. That was on January 16. So Mr. Sayed Kayum has been the acting Prime Minister since then. Now, last week, rumours started circulating that the PM's health had deteriorated significantly, and there were even some claims on social media that he'd passed away. So that caused a lot of concern in Fiji. But then on Friday last week, the Attorney General spoke out against those rumours in a press conference.
We have said repeatedly the Prime Minister has undergone a very successful surgery. The Prime Minister is doing well. The Prime Minister needs, as anybody that's gone through a surgery, needs time to recuperate. I've had people sending me text messages, people making up fake information, saying he just passed on 3 days ago, 4 days ago. I've been in constant communication with him. He's doing really well. He's recovering well. If you underwent a particular surgery, you would not want somebody to come and ask you what's happening in the news. You want to actually stay away from that and recuperate well. And there seems to be complete lack of respect for that.
So that was the last update from the Fijian government. Has anyone seen or heard from the PM since then?
Well, not directly, but members of the Fijian Community Association of Victoria have told me that they have sighted the PM's bodyguards in Melbourne and have also been told that his family is in Australia now. So they requested to visit the PM in hospital, but were apparently told that he's not taking visitors at the moment. I understand they managed to send some flowers to him along with wishes for a speedy recovery. But other than that, we haven't really heard much from the PM himself or his family. We have put questions to the Prime Minister's office and to the Attorney General, but unfortunately, we haven't heard anything back. So the status of the PM's health is a bit of a mystery at the moment.
So, Marion, tell us, what does this mean for Secretary Blinken's visit to Fiji later this week?
Well, that's a very good question and one that's really waiting to be answered. So, on Saturday last weekend, the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, announced his plans to visit Fiji this weekend for a meeting with Pacific Island leaders. And in a press release, the US government said specifically that Secretary Blinken would meet with Frank Bainimarama to discuss deepening bilateral engagement and ways to advance a free and open Indo-Pacific. Now, interestingly, since then, Attorney General Ayaz Sayed Kayum came out with a statement on Sunday welcoming the Secretary's visit, but he didn't mention anything about the Prime Minister attending that meeting. Instead, he said Secretary Blinken will have a bilateral meeting with senior officials of the Fijian government. So, as far as we know, Bainimarama is still in Australia recovering from surgery, and there are major questions about whether he will be able to attend this meeting.
And what exactly are people in Fiji saying about all of this?
Well, there are calls for more clarity around the PM's health status, particularly from Fiji's opposition party, the National Federation Party. So I spoke with NFP leader Biman Prasad, who urged the government to address the question head on.
Especially because the government has not come out very clearly. All they're saying is the Prime Minister is recovering. So we don't know any details as to whether the Prime Minister would be here to meet Secretary Blinken or not. We don't know. And I think the government ought to make it very clear whether that's going to be the case or that the acting Prime Minister will be hosting Secretary Blinken.
Is it a bad look for the government that such a statement or clarity hasn't been given so close to the meeting?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a government which has thrived in secrecy and lack of transparency and accountability on many issues. So we are not surprised at the lack of very clear, transparent information as to the health of the Prime Minister, whom we all wish well.
Wow, very interesting comments there from the opposition leader, Biman Prasad. So what is the significance of this diplomatic visit? So this is the first time since 1985 that a US Secretary of State has visited Fiji. So it is a really significant visit. It'll just be a quick stop. We've been told the Secretary will spend just 6 hours on the ground in Nadi before heading on to Hawaii. The ABC understands 18 Pacific leaders have been invited to take part in the meeting, but it's unclear exactly how many will attend.
And what sort of issues are likely to be discussed there?
Yes, so Secretary Blinken has flagged a number of important agenda items, but the most prominent is what they're calling the deepening of bilateral engagement. Now, without overtly mentioning China, we can assume the US wants to use this visit to deepen its ties in the Pacific in the face of China's growing presence in the region, which is something that Secretary Blinken has raised concern about in the past. But there are also a number of other items on the agenda. Climate change is a big one for the Pacific, and also the strengthening of democracy in the region is one that's been flagged.
That question of democracy is an interesting one, especially given Fiji has an election coming up this year.
Yeah, that's right. And on the topic of democracy, Fiji's opposition leader had some strong comments for the government in relation to that. He basically wants Secretary Blinken to put pressure on Fiji to improve democracy by increasing transparency and creating more media freedom. Here's a little more of what he had to say about that.
From the point of view of strengthening democracy is an important one. I mean, I know that the president talked about the allocation of more than $400 million to strengthen democracy around the world, which includes strengthening media freedom, ensuring free and fair elections, supporting democracy advocates. Now, one of the things that we've been concerned, particularly our party, the National Federation Party, since 2014, is the lack of democracy in this country, or the lack of practice of genuine democracy in this country. We have serious issues with respect to media freedom, media laws. We have had serious issues with respect to how government has passed draconian laws to restrict democracy advocates like trade union movements, government's constant attack on NGOs and their leaders, you know, who raise issues with respect to government. And overall, environment for a free and fair election in this country has been a concern for us